Welcome back to the Supercoach Champions. This is the round 16 late mail edition. You've got Catfish here as always, here to bring you Wacko's Whispers. Thank you to Wacko Jacko, and also to tackle your Twitter questions. So without further ado, let's jump straight into it. It's a tough round, lots to plan ahead for. So here are Wacko's Whispers for this week.
You've got mail, baby, yeah!
The Thursday night game, we've got the Eels and the Rabbitohs. Not much to worry about for the Eels. The full squad trained this week, and yeah, they're expecting to be 1-17, provided no late hiccups. With the Rabbitohs, they do have one change already, with Dane Gagai ruled out again due to his hamstring injury. And Stephen Masters is set to come in, so he's going to play right centre, which will see Campbell Graham play on the left side, inside Corey Allen. Tom Burgess and Jaden Sewer were ankle and just a knock. Both trained this week, will overcome minor injuries to play. First game on the Friday, Dragons and Titans. The Dragons do have Ravalawa and Jacob Host dealing with a knee and finger injury respectively. Both expected to overcome those issues to play. Only potential change at 17 is Billy Britton, who has only just recovered from a syndesmosis injury who suffered at training a few weeks ago. He's expected to make way for rookie prop Eddie Blacker coming onto the bench. On the Titans side, they have Philip Sammy in doubt after he copped a knock to the knee last week. Wacko is expecting him to be ruled out, which will see Anthony Don returning, who missed the last couple of games due to a rib injury. Ash Taylor is expected to return after being a late withdrawal last weekend. Fogarty, ribs, hip grave, ankle, and Jamin Joliffe, who had a concussion last week, all expected to be right to go after overcoming their minor injuries during the week. They all train, should be fit to play. The Friday night game, Roosters and the Broncos. The Roosters finally welcome back some of their troops. They've got Boyd Cordner coming back and also Daniel Tupou. Cordner's back from his enforced rest for concussion concerns, and Tupou's recovered from his syndesmosis injury. They both just need to get the final tick of approval after getting through the captain's run, but are expected to play, with the Roosters' only concerns leading into game again being Brett Morris, who copped a knock to his hip last week and is in a bit of doubt. If he is ruled out, Ryan Hall will come onto the right wing, and no other late changes expected. So obviously potential Brett Morris owners will need to keep a close eye on this. As always, try and make sure you don't trade until you absolutely have to. So plan your trade so that, you know, obviously if you've got someone like a Jason Taumalolo going to Brett Morris using a dual position, I'm assuming you've got like a Yo or a Jared Anderson or something like that. Both those players play after this game, so don't make that trade until you have to. On the Broncos side, an expected change might be Corey Oates, an outside chance to play. He might come to the bench if he passes his fitness test at the captain's run this week. If he does, he'll replace Jordan Rickey on the bench, and you'll expect him to share minutes with Ben Teo on the left edge. Sean O'Sullivan plays his first game after he recovered from an ACL injury suffered last year, and he'll line up on the left side. Brody Croft expected to spend time at hooker with Corey Pax, unlikely to pay the full 80. First game on Saturday, Warriors and the Knights. The Warriors welcome back Harris Tavita due to him being rested for a concussion last week. Jazz Savano passed his game day HIA last week, so expected to play with no issues there. Adam Pompey, neck, and Tanoa Brown, ribs, both need to pass their fitness test at the captain's run. If they don't pass, then Gerard Beal and Isaiah Papali'i will be on standby, but Pompey and Tanoa Brown expected to overcome their injuries to play. At the moment, this weekend's game is expected to be the last for Daniel Alvaro and George Jennings, both loaned from the Parramatta Eels. This loan was expended for 1 week only, but with the Warriors playing the Eels next week, we're expecting the Eels to recall those players unless they agree to an extended loan until the end of the season. I would imagine, though, that if they were extended, probably Alvaro and Jennings won't be able to play against the Eels. On the night side, they have Stafford Tolu in a bit of doubt after he failed to finish the game last week due to concussion. He's progressing well through the protocols, but he still needs to make it through. He is rated a good chance to play, but if he is ruled out, Tex Hoy is expected to come in to left centre, and Tuala will move to the wing, with no other late changes expected. Mason Lenoir plays his first game in the NRL, but he will have some doubts over his fitness after he hasn't played for a long time. He's taken part in scrimmages that are organised for players who aren't playing first grade, but these were all put on hold more recently when additional COVID-19 restrictions came into effect. And as noted previously, we are expecting Lenoir to take the goal kicking off Kalen Ponga. For the Sharks and the Cowboys, the Sharks expecting to have one change with Andrew Fifita set to return from a hamstring injury, which he suffered in round 9, but then he had a subsequent finger surgery, which tacked on a few more weeks on the sideline. He's trained with the squad last weekend, this week, and will come into the 17. Now, the question is who he would come in for. If Talakai is fit, Talakai suffered an injury to his shoulder last week. He needs to pass a fitness check at the captain's run. If he's ruled out, then obviously Fifita would just come in and replace him on the bench. If Talakai passes the fitness check, then Fifita might replace Jack Williams. SJ has recovered from his groin injury. He's trained with the squad all week, so no issues there. Blake Braley, leg, and Aaron Wood's knee, obviously managing injuries, but they expected to play after they trained earlier in the week. Another game day swap of Sorensen to start at lock, with either Rudolph or Hamden Ueli dropping to the bench. My money's on Rudolph, based on what we've seen so far. On the Cowboys side, I expect to be 1-17 with Val Holmes returning from a syndesmosis injury. Talagi had a wrist issue, and the Dejan Arce had a knee issue. All just need to make it through their captain's run to be confirmed starters for this week. In addition, Val Holmes has been practicing his goal kicking, and he's expected to replace Felt as a goal kicker. The Hammer, Hamiso Tabuai-Fido, was actually not dropped, but actually suffered a minor hamstring injury last week. But who knows if that's just a convenient little timing there. For the Panthers and the Tigers, the Panthers do have Moses Leota in doubt due to a hammy injury. He'll need to pass a fitness test at the captain's run. But if he's ruled out, JFH is expected to move back to prop. Isaiah Yeo will start at lock. And Billy Burns or Tyrone May will start on the left edge, which may see another debutant coming onto the bench in Pat Hollis, who has been previously out with a groin injury, but has been back in full training for a number of weeks now. Kurt Capel is close to returning from a knee injury, needs match fitness before the finals, but Wacko expects him to rest another week before he returns officially next week. The Tigers will welcome back Harry Grant after he passed his fitness test earlier in the week. Just has to make it through training to be a confirmed starter, but he's expected to not play the full 80 with Jacob Little there and fit. Eisenhuth is in some doubt due to a knee injury and just needs to pass his fitness check at the captain's run, which will happen on Friday. If he's ruled out, either Chris Lawrence or Sam McIntyre will come back onto the bench in what is expected to be the only change to their 17. For the Storm and the Seagulls, the Storm welcome back some big troops. Cam Smith, Cam Munster and Jerome Hughes, all back, as well as Jesse Bromwich, all have to take part in the captain's run. They have obviously some concerns. Smith with his shoulder, Munster with his knee, Hughes with his groin, and Jesse Bromwich, even though he was suspended, he also had a knee issue. So they just need to make it through captain's run to be confirmed starters. Marion Seve has recovered from a nasty cut to his ear, which has kept him out for a few weeks, and he was expected to return on the right wing. Pappenhausen, knee, and Schoenig concussion both trained with the squad during the week and expected to be right to go. Only possible change being with the fact that right now he's got Bellamy's name, Nico Hines, and also Shandor Earl on the bench, which that's probably unlikely. So either Albert Vette or Chris Lewis will come onto the bench for Earl. On the Seagulls side, they're expecting to have one change with Boom rookie Albert Hopewadi, who's been recalled from the Warriors loan at the start of this week. He's expected to come onto the bench. Now, Joel Thompson, who missed last game, is expected to miss one more, which might see Corey Waddell start in the second row, which will allow Hopper to come onto the bench. So that will mean, Thompson out, Hopper in, Waddell starting. Danny Levi copped a knock to the ribs early in the game last week, but played on, should be fit to play. And last game in Brown, Raiders and the Bulldogs. Raiders expecting to be 1-17, but we might see another rotation of the starting middle forwards like we did last week. Dynamis Louis and Siliva Havili both passed HIAs on game day last week and expected to be playing. On the Bulldogs side, Georgialis really changed things up in the team list. That includes resting Luke Thompson and Jake Averillo, while Marcelo Montoya, Watini Lesniak, Lachlan Lewis and Renoff Tumaga all being recalled to the 17. Jackson's being switched back to the right edge. Expected he will spend some time in the middle when Matt Dury comes on. Now, Kieran Holland is in a little bit of doubt due to a rib injury, and if he's ruled out, either Tim Laffey or Raymond Smith come in at centre. Dean Britt will finally play after recovering from a back injury, which he suffered in round 8, and he'll take up a spot on the bench. And lastly, Ofahiki Ogden should be fit to play. He passed the HIA on game day last week, so should be no concerns there. And that is round 16's Wackers Whispers for another week.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
All right, questions for this week. First one we've got here is from Glenn Minette at Minetti G. Thinking going Ponga to BMOS via Lomax, have Nofo, thinking of keeping him, and you go to Turbo on his return, or just go Nofo to BMOS now. So this is hard, obviously, with the Wackers Whispers and Brett Morris in doubt. thankfully, this is a good one that you can, you know, you don't have to make that trade until you know whether Brett Morris is in or not. Honestly, like, I think Bear is thinking about no further BMOs himself, so I don't mind that at all. In terms of Ponga to BMOs, look, depends what you buy into. I mean, we spoke on earlier this week how late last year, Ponga really struggled when Lienoir was in, lost to goal kicking. And whilst I don't think the Knights will be as bad as they were late last year, so I don't think they're going to get flogged by, 50 points or whatever, but there is a question mark about how they've been playing. I know they've not been playing fantastic. So depending on whether you think Ponga's going to average, 50 or 60 or 70, even with or without the goal kicking, then I think that would be the question I'd ask there. Because I think Nofo, I still think he's going to be, at worst, a 55 to 60 average across the remaining 5 weeks. But it's depends on your temperature check on how confident you are with Ponga. I think I would also lean Nofo to BMOs out of those if I had to. Next question comes from Sam Taylor at SamSJT84. Hey boys, need advice. Can get in CS9, Barnett for Lucy and Lolo, or BMOs / Nuff, one of them, at a trade down centre wing. Thoughts? Have McInnes, Mato, Fifita, and Nofo, Lomax, Yo, Mansour already. Don't have Munster, so could go that way. Well, that's a really tough one. It just depends on how confident you are on really Barnett. And also on Brett Morris this week. Again, that decision might be made for you if Brett Morris is ruled out. So I think another one of these where I'd just wait to see how that goes. And, the decision could be made for you if Brett Morris gets ruled out. With Cam Smith, I mean, he obviously has a really high break-even. So I don't know how that factors in for you next week, whether or not that means your trades will be easier or harder. I probably would, if you've got plans next week, then unless you think Cam Smith is hitting, 80, 90 plus anyway, so you'll cop the cash loss to get those premium points this week, I don't mind that. If you think he might come back a bit slow and, only score 70, 70 is decent, but with 126 break even, you'll cop the cash loss, or, you'll cop the cash drop for just the 70 and try jump on next week for a fair bit cheaper. That's probably where I'd be at on those two. Looking at your centre wing, you're pretty strong already, and I think Yo, Mansour, Lomax, Nofo, Nofo's got the toughest matchup there, but the other three are pretty solid. And, if you're bringing in Brett Morris, you're probably playing him as a fifth reserve, he's not a fifth reserve, but you'd want to start all of these centre wings as well as Brett Morris, so that means you're losing a reserve elsewhere, whether that would be a forward or something like that. So I'd probably compare that and see how that ends up for you. If that doesn't help, just tweet at me and I'll try to give some more advice there. Next question comes in from at Bing Numbers. Bring in Mike Acevo, Josh Maguire or Barnett this week. Thanks for the help, champs. Look, really tough one. I don't know what suits your team better. I don't mind Acevo. He's a really good price. He's got a decent matchup. Obviously, he's going to be up against the rookie Paulo, who's only been playing a couple of games now. And it should be a new kind of combination with what's expected to be Stephen Masters and Paulo. So Sivo's a good shout. I'm actually thinking about him myself just because of my trades and how I'm limited there. So I really don't mind that. Josh Maguire, I think, is pretty safe. I can't see him averaging less than 60, 65 at the bare minimum. He could average 75 the rest of the year as well. Barnett, like I've mentioned, there's a bit of risk there. The minutes are a little bit of an unknown if there's no injuries. And obviously Sione Mataudia, apparently 1 or 2 weeks away, could further muddy the waters a bit there. So I think if you had to rate, in terms of safety, Maguire's the safest pick there. Barnett is probably the higher upside / a bit of a unknown, and Sivo is if you need a center wing, then he's shown you the ceiling there is 145 and the floor is like a 7 or whatever he scored 1 week. So it's depends how risk-averse you are. If you want to play something safe, then Maguire. If you want to take a bit of a risk, then Sivo. And Barnett's a bit of a mix in between there. Next question comes from at Steven_Risto. Got a solid 17 for this round. Thinking of trading Fodawaka to a center wing pod, possibly to Branko. If I do this, I'd be leaving Yo on the pine as he's on an edge this week, and I'll be playing 5 true center wing, leaving me 4 trades left. Look, I probably wouldn't do that. Just because Fotoweka, I think he's only missing a week, and if Arrow's back next week or the week after, then obviously that hurts Fotoweka, but I'm not sure Brenko would be the guy I'd go to. I liked Brenko, but that was more earlier in the season where he was a cheap price. He'd go up in price, had a couple of good matchups as well coming up, and you know, I was hoping you could offload him for 150 grand more expensive and upgrade to a premium option for the end of the year. I don't think Brenko's that premium option. You'd much rather, you know, some stronger center wings. Yo being on the edge, I don't think it's the end of the world, to be honest. Think about how well Kakao's been playing on that left edge beside Luai. He's getting a lot of good ball. And there's attacking stats on offer. Think about how weak Benji Marshall has been in defense. And there's every chance that Yo could be part of that this week, given the matchup there. Alternatively, there's a chance where, you know, as per the whispers, Yo could end up at lock, in which case you don't want that to be, you know, you don't want to miss out on Yo at lock again, obviously. So to me, I think I would probably just keep Yo as one of my starting center wing, play the save. Yeah, let me tell you, it's not fun watching Yo and not owning him or not playing him each week. Next question comes in from at Todd Greasley. Lomax or Mansour plus 124,000 to spend next week? Honestly, this is tough because I think both are going to be keepers, so I'd kind of lean maybe Mansour plus the cash. I mean, ultimately, you might end up getting Lomax anyway. So if you're looking at, you know, both getting both by the end of the season, then Mansour this week, given the break-evens, and Lomax a bit later. But if it's one or the other, yeah, Mansour plus the cash would be how I'd lean. Next one comes from at Elkington Rob. Trade Little Pap or Ponga to Teddy. I just can't miss that matchup. Look, fair call. This is hard because we've seen how Munster has affected Pappenhausen, and I've spoken about Ponga and my thoughts on him there already. So, I mean, I probably would trade Pappenhausen to Teddy, but if Munster's out, Pap's going to be good. And yeah, that's a really tough one. I wish I could give anything more definitive, but it might just be a toss a coin and back your gut. See what you think. Yeah, if you had to make me pick, I would probably trade out Pappenhausen to Teddy. That's just, it's, I don't feel comfortable with either of those decisions, but I mean, I have Teddy and Ponga, so that probably is influencing my call there. Next question comes from at Gal's Right Fist. Gallon Punching Miles is the username. Vice Captain Teddy or B-Mores? Feel like B-Mores will go massive, but it'll probably be off the back of Teddy with 1,000 assists. Yeah, look, I think this is, you can't really go wrong. If B-Mores is playing, then I'd probably stick with Teddy, honestly. But yeah, your decision might be made for you again if B-Mores misses out. I think Teddy's a safer option regardless. Next question comes from at Christopher 1ELT. Hey Wilfred, my trades were going to be Lolo to Barnett and D Brown to Munster. However, I had Talakai as my fourth center wing and three Nuffs on the center wing pine. Should I just play Talakai or miss Munster, play Dill Bags and bring in another center wing? I'd probably go the second one, just because Talakai might miss altogether based on whispers from this week. So, and yeah, look, honestly, I'd probably would rather just get Talakai, or maybe even if you trade, like keep Talakai, but trade Lolo to a center wing option. And then I don't know who else you've got in the back row that you could upgrade. So Talakai could still make a bit of cash for you, just given his break-even. That might be another option too. But yeah, I'd have a look at that, basically. Next question comes from Jacob Fisher at jfishdog101. Hey Wolf, need a center wing and have 350,000. Already have Rapana, best options. This is tough. There's not great options, unfortunately, under that price tag. I mean, for example, the first name that comes up is Jared Croker. I don't think I'd want to have both of those guys. Ruben Garrick he's got a tough matchup this week, but I actually think he could go quite well in the last 4 weeks. I've spoken about that before. I think there's a couple of tries and some decent goal kicking points up for offer for him there. We've spoken about Blake Ferguson. He's under 300,000, so he's really cheap. He could eventually score a try, who knows. But after this, it's quite ugly. Like, honestly, looking at the names here, I don't think I'd want very many of them. If you're getting really desperate for a downgrade option, Tom Eisenhuth could go all right this week, keeping in mind that within a week he could be back to the bench and be a little bit of an AE nightmare. But starting on the Kbrom left edge, especially Munster back, with Munster back, if he's playing, then that would be good, obviously. So, you know, he might not play 80. It depends who comes onto the bench. If Chris Lewis comes on, I'd back Eisenhuth to have to share minutes on that left edge with him. If it's Vete, then there's a chance Eisenhuth gets 80. So if you want a one-week rental, then he would be the one I'd look at, keeping in mind he could end up a bit of an AE nightmare for the rest of the way home if the minutes aren't there for him. And, yeah, I mean, Ryan Hall, if Beamos is ruled out, then you could grab him for a week and he could go large against the Broncos, obviously. But, yeah, it's really, really tough sledding down there. I mean, Staffatoa, if he plays, he could be an option, even though he's, you know, got that 7 in his rolling average, so he's not going to make any cash. I don't even want to suggest the Dijon RC, who he scored 51 to the 19 in his two games so far, scored a try in the first one as well. So the fact is, he is playing 5-8, so the potential for attacking stats are there for him if he goes well. And with Morgan back, there's every chance that he might help open it up a little bit for him. But yeah, really scraping the bottom of the barrel here, mate. Like, sorry, I'm not sure if that really helps or not. If not, just tweet at me, we can have another chat. Next question comes from Talia Sudhouse. Sorry if I butchered your name there, at T Sudhouse. Probably too late for the podcast. No, you got in. What's your high scoring center wing to the end of the season? I have the cash but don't want to trade out Beamos after this week. Was thinking Source or Tor or any other suggestions. So I'm assuming you have Yo, Lomax, Nofo and Beamos. Is that your center wing? I don't know. If it's not, I would probably look at getting either Lomax or Yo. Beamos, I think it's a great shout. I would just stick with him. Source or Tor, I love both these options, to be honest. I've spoken at length about how much I'm a big fan of Tor. It's just that right wing. You think about how many tries has been scored by the backup right wingers. You know, Staines with the 4 tries. Naden's gotten a double a few times. Even pretty much anyone who's had a go on that right wing has scored a couple. So I really do like that Tor option. Source is the safer one. Obviously, he's getting that huge base and, yeah, just smashing out the points on the left side anyway. But honestly, I think you could honestly have both center wings there and just run home with that. Now, last question comes from Mr. Swift at Mr. Incognito. Hey, mate, Bateman or Munster for the run home? I think this is team specific. I don't know if you've got at 5-8 at the moment. So if you don't have someone good already, and going from whoever you've got there to Munster is a big upgrade, then I'd have to go that way. And if your back row is like Madison, McInnes, Tavanga, Jack Dvojevic, Cam Murray, and, you know, something like that, then getting Bateman in there it's an upgrade, but, you know, it could be a smaller upgrade than whatever you're doing from your 5-8 position to Munster. So, I mean, in a vacuum, I would back Munster to score less than Bateman for the run home, just average-wise. But, you know, it's very team-dependent, so I can't really answer that definitively for you without knowing your team. So hopefully I explained enough about why, so that you can work it out which one suits your team better. But if not, just, yeah, tweet me, at CatfishSC, and we can go from there. All right, that is the questions for this week, so thank you for submitting them as always. Hopefully I've been able to help you out with that. My trades this week, I still think they're pretty simple. I want to make some different moves, but it's just, I think it's going to be very vanilla for me. Lolo to Madison, and I don't have enough money to afford Tor and Hopewadi and all the different pods I want to grab in the center wing. I might just be stuck with going for Sivo in for Talau, and that'll be done. I've got some deadwood like Nat Butcher and eventually I think Rudolph that I want to get rid of, but I can't get from those guys to who I want to bring in. So yeah, so look, right now I'm looking at Matto and Sivo, two eels coming in for Lolo and Talau, which will get rid of Talal, obviously, as a bit of an issue for me. I feel like that's where I'm going to go at this point in time. I've considered playing it a bit more wild and going, instead of getting Matter this week, going Talal through Dane Laurie's dual position to Christian Welch. who I think is fantastic value at the price, and then potting up in center wing. But I don't know if I want to do that. I just feel like if I pull that trigger, Maddow's going to score 120 on me again. Whereas if I bring Maddow in, he'll plot out a 60. I guarantee it. That's the story of my 2020 so far this year. So it doesn't matter what I do in the end, I'll get it wrong. But yeah, look, you know, where I am, I think I have to roll the dice a little. I feel though Maddow's going to burn me, and I don't want to get burnt that way. So yeah, flip-flopping between that, like I said, Maddow, Sivo, that's vanilla to me. Or play it a bit risky with Welch, and then either like Butcher to another back rower, a bit of a pod, or I go with Talau to like a Tor or a Hopewadi, both center wing pods who I'm pretty keen on. So yeah, that's me this week. It's the key decision seems to be Brett Morris or not for a lot of people, so I get that. I honestly think Daniel Tupou, if Brett Morris is ruled out, he's a good pivot away, so don't just give up on trading in a Roosters winger if you need to. Tupou, I think, he'll go pretty well as well. No Kiri is not ideal, but I still think if you're having a choice between feeding Ryan Hall or feeding Daniel Tupou off an injury, who's been missing out on all the meat this year, I think the Roosters will want to feed Tupou for the most part. So, yeah, that's probably where I'd leave it. Good luck with your decisions this week. It's a rough week, but we're almost at the end of the season, and we can all forget about this asterisk season, right? Be back next year for hopefully what is a more normal-looking season. Nah, all good. Good luck to those up the top. It's really tight, so really looking forward to see how that plays out. And look, I'm rooting for number one after that genius move they pulled off last week. That was huge. So good luck for those ones up the top there. Have a good one. Champion.